Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to the Beth Wee Radio Hour, an hour dedicated to helping you find connection so you can live your best life.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Beth Walsh Erickson in the studio today with Lee Kimble. How are you doing this morning, Lee?
Just wonderful, Beth.
We're going to have a good day today because we're talking about something that I really love. We're going to talk about gratitude. Gratitude is a way of life. How does it make life better? Any ideas?
How does it make my life better?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, the first thing, if I'm living in gratitude, I'm not feeling sorry for myself. If I'm living in gratitude, I can focus on what I can do for other people rather than be sucked into the, what is the term we've heard? A morass of self-pity?
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that. Yeah. Well, you know, I looked up gratitude.
You did. Didn't
of course I did. I went to Merriam-Webster, one of my best friends,
Merriam-Webster.
Yeah. And, you know, it's the noun gratitude means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for, and to return kindness.
And, you know, I say focusing on my gots and not my knots.
That's a good one. Focusing on my gots and not my knots. You know, Meister Eckhart Tolle said, if the only prayer you said in your whole life was thank you, that would suffice. That's a good quote, isn't it?
I do. I love that.
Yeah.
That's how I end my days.
Yeah. I love gratitude. I end my quiet time with gratitude. I start it with praise, because I do connect with that higher power that way. And a long time ago in the Torah, David wrote that, you know, God inhabits the praises of his people. So I start with praise, but I end with thanks because, you know, praising or honoring God is so different than thanking God. Thanking is like, I'm involved. praising is, that's how you are and that's great, you know, and I recognize it. But thanking is about, and you're crazy about me and you just throw me all these bonuses and I'm so appreciative.
It's a recognition of grace.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, many people call it the attitude of gratitude. And I believe that a lot of people can identify with that because it can change a life. If you have that attitude of gratitude, it can change a life. It's especially powerful if your thought of gratitude is followed by an action.
But you know, Beth, I'll go a step further. It can change a moment. Mm-hmm. It can change a morning. It can change a day. It can change a relationship. I mean, it's one of those things that its effect is just spiraling outward to eternity.
Ad infinitum.
Ad infinitum.
Yeah. It's very true because gratitude happens the moment you choose to see things in a different way. It's that kaleidoscope I talk about a lot in our workshops. You know, a kaleidoscope, you just barely touch the turn, the what is that called? What would you call it?
I would call it a dial.
Okay. You just barely touch the dial. And boom, it's a beautiful new picture. Yeah. And that's what gratitude is like, too. If you're in a moment where you're suffering, just touch that dial just the least little bit. See something and see how grateful you are for what it is.
Well, I have another, last few weeks I've been on this quote roll, and I have another quote that I'm very fond of, and that's, a grateful heart cannot entertain great conceits.
Mm, that's neat.
I like that.
So you can't be self-involved, totally self-involved if you're grateful.
There you go.
Yeah, that's good. So egomania and gratitude do not walk hand in hand.
Well, and there we go, Beth, and we're back again. You say the word ego, I think separation.
Right,
You know?
Absolutely.
So gratitude is a tool of connection and an enemy of separation.
Absolutely. And that's what we teach at Beth Wee. We're always looking for the way that you can connect.
Boy, we're 5 minutes in and I'm excited already.
Isn't that great? Isn't that great? Well, you know, we think about how important is giving thanks. I have to be honest and say, of all the holidays, and I mean, I love Christmas and Easter. I love the reasons behind the holidays, but I love Thanksgiving. I know it's just coming together and eating turkey.
Oh, no, it's not.
But that's basically what it is. In some years in your life, isn't that what it was? It was like, oh, gosh, I have to go be with the family, or oh, gosh, I have to cook the turkey, or, you kind of lose sight of it. But when you can get your head on straight about what that holiday is really about, Thanksgiving, it's a wonderful holiday. Because all of a sudden you're looking at everything and saying, oh, you know, I have to cook the turkey, but I have an oven, you know. I have to cook the turkey, but I even have a baster. You know, how many people don't have a baster in their tool drawer in their kitchen or whatever? Or whatever it is that you can be grateful for. You're grateful that your team's playing on the football game that day. Or you're grateful that your better half's team is not playing, so he'll be available to you to help get the turkey out of the oven or whatever. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, when you mentioned that you have a baster.
Right.
You know, and it takes me back to two things. You know, number one, it's in one of the just true beliefs I have is but for the grace of God. And the other one is I was raised by a mom that one of her mantras almost was, I cried because I had no shoes till I saw a man with no feet. Right. You know, it's gratitude is a changer of perspective.
Right. And but for the grace of God, you have to say, there go I. You have to finish that thought because some people might not know it. Some of the people listening.
Yeah.
But for the grace of God, there go I. Yeah, you know, almost all spiritual writings throughout the ages exclaim giving thanks. It's a key to good living. You know, King David wrote about it in the Torah. There's more talk about in those Psalms you'll read over and over and over about giving thanks. And in the New Testament, Paul wrote a lot about it. I mean, he'd be in jail and he'd be saying, oh, I'm so grateful. you know, thanks be to God kind of thing. You know, the Buddha taught about gladdening the heart. You know, Buddhism has different approaches, but one of the things that they look for in the eight tenets is to recognize what's good. Recognize what's good. And that in itself is a form of gratitude. And in the Quran, the Quran is full of gratitude. I know we don't like to, you know, we don't think about that a lot, but the Quran is loaded.
I had thought of that already.
Yeah, it teaches that the grateful among us will be rewarded with more. That's what it teaches. And, I mean, and the list goes on. You could go into Hinduism. You could go into all. Gratitude is, for almost any spiritual being, gratitude is high on the list. And how does it affect us, you know? Of course, you know me. I was looking at university tests because I do like those. He goes, you're always quoting tests they're doing at universities.
My little student of the world.
I do like it. Well, you know, they were doing some tests at the University of California in Davis. And people that are grateful are more productive.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that interesting?
Well, and maybe not, because they're probably less prone to distraction because they're not all wrapped up in themselves.
Yeah, and they're out there. They're probably giving back to others, so
yes,
they're more notable and good, you know, so they build a reputation of well-being, you know, so people come to them for when they need whatever the product or service they offer.
My lovely wife, Diane, has a new acquaintance that has just come into her life, aligned with a very large new challenge, a sad challenge that has come into her life. And we were speaking this morning, and we recognize it as a gift, mm-hmm, because Diane's in a position to assist this new acquaintance. And what it's doing is it's giving her some excitement, it's giving her some purpose, it's giving her some passion, and it's distracting her from the challenge.
Right, right. And that's really true about gratitude. When you can have that attitude of gratitude, it changes everything. Think about somebody who just lost someone important to them. You know, that first loss, you're going to grieve that. You're going to go through that. It's going to be painful. And it's going to ebb and flow. It's going to come and go. But in the midst of it, you're going to have such exciting and powerful moments of gratitude, where when you're remembering the impact that that person had on your life, that you're like just filled with joy and the gratitude that you were part of their life, that they were part of your life, that you two came together. I mean, that's big stuff. Think of a parent that lost a child. I can't even really get my head around that. Mm. That grief must be just huge. But at the same time, you will always treasure those moments with that child. You'll remember when they were little, when they did something funny, when they said something funny, when they came into your life. When you hear, even with my siblings, when we're together, we talk about things. We remember one year for Father's Day, we all got up and put our pillows on the floor to the bathroom, because my dad went to the bathroom in the night, and so he would walk on our pillows, and that was like our gift to our dad for Father's Day. And he would bring that up every once in a while at the dinner table or in passing, because he thought of it, and it would make him smile.
A fond recollection.
Yeah, a fond recollection. So those kind of recollections happen when you're mourning someone. You're mourning someone's loss,
Isn't that the purpose, of one of our customs when we get together at somebody's passing?
Mm-hmm.
It's an honoring, it's a remembrance, it's connection with others, and that's...
Yeah,
it's a celebration.
It's a celebration. It's joy and pain together.
Yeah.
And in the midst of it is gratitude.
Yep.
For that life. Yeah, I agree. We're talking today about gratitude, the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. We're going to take a quick little break, and when we come back, I'm going to tell you some more studies from colleges around the country that do tests on this. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Something to look forward to.
Thanks for listening to the Beth Wee Radio Hour. Don't forget to check in at www.bethwee.com for more insights and information on how to connect in this big, crazy world. www.bethwee.com gives you dates of upcoming seminars, video teachings for those seeking recovery, tools for finding peace of mind, and Beth's blog, Thoughts to Challenge Your Complacent Thinking. Next time you're online, check out www.bethwee.com. Look for us on Facebook as well. We want you to live your priorities.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Beth Walsh Erickson in the studio with Lee Kimball. And we're talking today about the wonderful place of being thankful, living your life with gratitude, and how gratitude can really change things up for you. Are you struggling today? Are you in a place where you woke up and it didn't matter if the sun was shining or not because you were having a cloudy day? We're talking to you. What can we do? What can we do to help you with that? We're just going to gently remind you that gratitude is a ticket to a new frame of mind. We were talking earlier about some of the things that colleges test. Colleges test for the weirdest things at universities. They do a lot of different kinds of tests. There's a doctor at the University of California, Davis. His name is Robert Emmons, and he did some wonderful things. I wanted to find out, does it affect you physically? So I always go to those kind of studies to see what they find.
That seems to be a focus of University of California, Davis.
Well, I mentioned it before because he was one of the
researchers.
Studies that I was and he says that grateful people take better care of themselves and engage in more protective health behaviors like regular exercise, healthy diet, and regular physical examinations.
Makes total sense to me.
Because they're grateful, so they're taking care of themselves. And he says that, it's no secret that stress can make us sick, particularly when we can't cope with it. So because it's linked to many, several leading causes of death, including heart disease and cancer. And claims responsibility for up to 90% of all doctor visits. So gratitude, it turns out, can help us better manage stress. Gratitude research is beginning to suggest that feelings of thankfulness have tremendous positive value in helping people cope with daily problems, especially stress, Emmons says. And he also found it increased immune function. And it tested better, like the test of the people with gratitude had better blood results, just like their counts. And then the people that kind of lacked that attitude of Thanksgiving. So I thought that's kind of interesting. It can help you even physically to be grateful. Now, we talk about stress all the time. I have a neck that holds stress. Do you? My neck.
No,
gets tight.
Most of my stress is held in my brain.
Okay.
I think way too much.
Do you? Okay.
And yeah. When I breathe at night, I told you that.
But you don't hold it in your physicality anywhere?
You know.
Do you get tight in your back or, you know, anything like that? No.
You know, I've come to realize that the warranty on my body has run out, so I don't know if it's just if it's just age or maybe it's stress.
Okay. Well, you know, I can feel it in my neck. I can feel the stress, like, tightening. And my muscles actually, as they tighten, they get, like, shorter. So they, like, hold me.
Almost cramp.
Yeah, it's almost like a cramp, and it's an uncomfortable thing. And gratitude does release that. If I can take some time to meditate and get quiet, and just start to think about the things for which I'm grateful, and just start a little gratitude list, I start to ease up. My muscles begin to ease up. My body responds to what my mind is doing.
Well, you mentioned a word that, and perhaps you're going to explore it a little more later in the show, but you mentioned meditating, and I will turn that down a notch. Getting quiet, just getting quiet, finding a little bit of peace can be a valuable tool against stress.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like taking a mental breather.
Yeah. Well, I think that's, we're going to talk about cultivating gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what you're bringing into play right now. Can it change your life? And I say it's guaranteed to change your life if you will cultivate gratitude.
Well, then we'll be moving to gratitude being an action word.
Right. Because it starts as a thought, but then if you take action on it, it becomes a way of life almost.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the things we're going to talk about are things that you can do regularly, and they will make your life better. So pick and choose from what we're going to talk about. I like a morning gratitude session.
There you go.
Just a morning gratitude, you know, 1 minute in the morning, and it's best if it's a daily ritual, not just hit or miss, but if it's something you do. Like for me, I have a certain prayer that I say. I like wake up saying it. I'm not even awake, and it's already coming in. I'm already into it, and it's like my 1 minute morning ritual. And you can do it. You can do a prayer if you like that. If you don't like that, you don't have to do prayer. Think of people that are nice to you. Just think of people that are nice to you, and or somebody who did something nice for you, or something that happened to you that was good. Things that you're grateful for. You know you won't cover everything that you have in your mind in a minute, but you'll get rolling. Are you with me on that?
Well, just change your focus for
yeah.
or focus your focus.
Yeah, focus it. You know.
A similar tool, and before you poo-poo it, you know, gratitude lists. You know, writing. And we've said before, there's something about putting pen to paper. But, you know, if I sit down, if I'm jammed up, and if my mind, like I said, I'm a thinker, and it can be to my detriment, and if I sit down and make a list of things I'm grateful for, you know, inevitably it's going to change
how you feel.
How I feel. I was going to say my perspective, but no, how I feel.
Yeah, it'll change your feeling. That's the second one I have on the list. So the first one was to just kind of have a morning gratitude, a little moment of gratitude. Start your morning with that regularly.
Mental.
Right, right. And if you're having a hard day, stop and make a gratitude list. That's another one. And because we all have bad days. You know, you can get stressed out. You can get in a fight with somebody you love. You can be in traffic. You've got to be somewhere and you're feeling that kind of stress.
Irritable, restless, and discontent.
Yeah, you can have something major happen. Maybe someone you love is lost again in addiction. You know, a lot of the people that listen to our show, we know what that feels like, to have somebody we love get lost back in their addiction, and how hard that is on us because we're so powerless. But those feelings of powerlessness are sometimes the best time to write this gratitude list, and to write the list of things that you're grateful for. We feel it's so important at Beth We that on the radio show every week, if you're a regular listener, you know what the 5-on-5 is. But when we were planning the radio show, we decided to do this 5-on-5 at 35 minutes to the hour. So it's at 11:35.
35 minutes past the hour.
Oh, past the hour, excuse me. at 11:35, we start our second half of the show by giving five things that you can be grateful for.
That you may not otherwise not think of.
Right. And we try not to repeat them. We want you to get a new idea.
Well, how about your thank you part of HEAT? And how many years have you been doing that?
I haven't been doing that for a long time.
For a long time. And
yeah, 20-something years.
Okay. And one of your requirements you've put on it for yourself is to never repeat the same thing.
Right. So, like, you can be grateful for a child. For example, I can say I'm grateful for my daughter Emily or my son Luke.
That's it.
That's it.
That's
I don't get
time.
To say them again. But I can say, I remember using as an example the look Luke has when he's trying to put one over on me. He has this look that he doesn't know about.
You poker players would call it a tell.
Yeah. And, you know, he's trying to assure me, yeah. And I'm not assured because I can see he's got the look going, you know. And they have their little things. Emily has her little look, too. Her look of, like, surprise, like, what? Did you catch me? What? And I know that, and I love that. But, the same guy, that Dr. Emmons from the University of California, he talked about writing a gratitude journal in his notes after
really?
This, what I was reading his studies. And he said that his research showed that people who keep gratitude journals on a weekly basis also exercise more regularly, have fewer physical symptoms, feel better about their lives as a whole, and maintain greater optimism about their futures.
And, you know, Beth, when you say the word journal, though I have come past it, I still recall when that word right away made me think teenage girls.
Yeah.
You know, it just, I had to get past it because, you know something, it's not. It's a tool. And the thing is, if you say, well, I don't know what I'd write about, an amazing thing happens. I will sit down, put the pen to the paper and say, I don't know what I should write about. I will write that. And then say, you know, I want to try this gratitude list thing, but I just don't know what to write. And you know something, before you know it, my yeah. mind is coming out onto the paper through my hand.
Yeah.
It's funny how it works. It's a good thing.
It's a powerful tool. A powerful tool. You know, writing is a powerful tool.
And, something about it.
And, you know, humans were the only ones that get to do it. You know, cheetahs don't do it. Birds do it. Bees do it. No, they don't. Neither of those groups do it.
Well, though I love that gorillas can learn to sign.
Yes. But you know, this writing is, it's tangible evidence that you care about yourself.
And that you're willing to do something to change.
Even just to take the time that it's going to take.
Yep.
So that's what we're talking about. You know, talk to yourself and, you know, in the way you'd like to be talked to.
Mm.
And in a journal, you can start learning how to do that. You can start reading and knowing if you're doing a good job or not a good job. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. We're going to take a little break here for some news and events like that. We're going to come back and we're talking about gratitude. We're giving you ideas, ways to be grateful, reasons to be grateful. What do you get out of it? And is it really that hard? We don't think so. We think we can change it right now. Maybe some of you driving down the street listening or smiling. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.